Kalim chapter 17, Mishnah 12. Yeshe Amru b'midagasa. There's some measurements which they used the large measurement. We've been doing all the ones that were medium, then we did one or two that were small. Now we're doing the large measurements. Some lo tarvad rakav, a scoopful of, well, he says a rot, but really what it is if after the body's decayed, the dust that's left over, that can make in a covering that can transmit impurity. And the amount that's needed to transmit impurity of this is Kimlot Tarvat Gadol Shel Reifim, is the capacity of a large medical scoop. Medical scoop that they used to use in those days, that was the minimum amount of dust, of leftover dust after of a body that could transmit that impurity. The gris nagaim, also for nagaim, for tsaras, the lesions on the skin. So the minimum size for tsaras to be relevant is a gris, which is half a bean. And this gris is a gris hakilki, is a kilkian gris, which was a very large bean. It wasn't a medium or a small size bean, it was a larger bean. Eichel b'yom ha-kippurim, someone who eats on Yom Kippur, we did yesterday, someone who drinks. Someone who eats is koteves agasa kimoa itself, uch kagareseha, and it's pit. So it means a large date and its pit. That's the minimum amount a person has to eat to be liable for eating on Yom Kippur. But notice yarn skins for wine, the shemen and oil skins that they used to use to store the stuff. Shirin kefika gedola shelayin. The minimum size for a hole to invalidate it corresponds to their large plug. So they had different size plugs. A large plug, that's the size of the hole to invalidate the skin to make it not utensil anymore and therefore pure. Ma'oshila nase b'day adam, and a light hole in a wall between two different rooms. So if there's a hole in the wall, then tumah can pass from one room to the other. So what size does the hole have to be? Okay, and this hole we're talking about is a hole that's not made by human hands. In other words, it was made by mass, or the wall broke down or something like that. So shiura, the size of the hole is kimlo egrof gadol, is right, the circumference of it corresponds to the circumference of a large fist. Zeu egrofa shel ben batech, which was the fist of ben batech, who was a certain individual, brings a card, he was known for his athletic dimensions. He was like a big guy, obviously. Amar Rebbe Yosi yeshno karosh gadol shel adam. In fact, his hand was like, the size of his fist was like a large human head. That's how big this guy was. Vishnasa b'day adam, if the hole was made by human hands, yeah, like that kind of size. Vishnasa b'day adam, and if the hole was made by human hands, shirikimulo makdayach, then the size, the minimum size of it is gadol shaliska, was the size of a drill, a large drill, which they used in the temple chamber, which was a smaller size. Then if it's made by humans, then it had to be a smaller size to allow tumah to pass. It was considered more significant if it was made by human hands, and therefore a smaller size hole was needed. Shuka pundion haitalki, and this drill was the size of an Italian pundion, ukasela ha near Ninus, and it was, which was the same size as a Neronian cellar. Now you know. And it's like the thickness of the hole in the yak.